On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 29, Johannesburg 27, Emalahleni 28.
Two crashes. There's one on the M1 North at Winnie Mandela Drive and the other crash on the R21 South, and that is at the OR Tambo interchange. But we've also got a stationary vehicle now on the M1 North before Allendale Road.
We start at the Madlunga Commission of Inquiry, where a ballistics expert has shown how five guns retrieved in the murder case of Vereniging engineer Armand Swart are possibly linked to at least 29 other cases.
There's no guarantee, firstly, that you'll always be able to retrieve the serial number based on various aspects. For example, how deep was the serial number erased? Some criminals use a grinder to erase the serial numbers. Like I said, we have measures in place that we have implemented to safeguard the credibility of the techniques.
National Head of Ballistics Meshack Makabela is testifying before the commission on the weapons taken from the crime scene in April last year. Swart was killed in a case of mistaken identity over the whistleblowing of corruption on a Transnet tender. The commission's investigating claims that there was an attempt to disband the KwaZulu-Natal Political Killings Task Team after they began assisting in the Swart case and cracked a well-connected criminal syndicate. A second suspect has been arrested in connection with a shooting in Bronkhorstspruit. The incident occurred earlier this month. It's alleged that two men entered the tavern and demanded that one of the patrons hand over his firearm. At least five people were killed, six others were injured.
The suspect was arrested during a tracing operation on Friday, 24 October 2025 in Zithobeni, the township where the incident happened. The police recovered an unlicensed firearm with serial numbers filed off.
That's the police's Brenda Murunduli. Gauteng Premier Panyasi Lesufi is today launching a campaign aimed at tackling drug abuse and alcohol abuse in the province. One of the organisations helping victims battling drug abuse is the Elim Clinic based in Kempton Park. Now they say they experience a high number of relapses. Here's social worker Karabo Murwa.
Relapse is there. It's faced by many. It's just that they minimise their problem. They look at it and say, nah, it's nothing, you know. It will just relapse. Remember, it's not something that is going to start when this individual is going to take back that substance of choice. Maybe it's alcohol or whatever, weed that they were smoking, that we are going to talk. It starts even mentally.
Now, for a quick look at news abroad, Hurricane Melissa strengthened as it took aim at Jamaica and other parts of the Caribbean as a top-level Category 5 storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Melissa was packing maximum winds nearing 260 kilometers per hour. Four migrants drowned today in Greece when their small boat overturned off the coast, according to the Greek Coast Guard. Since the beginning of October, at least 10 accidents have been recorded. And we end off back home. The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority has approved a new HIV prevention injection. The 6-monthly injection can be used by adults and teenagers weighing at least 35 kilograms. Here's Sapras Juvengarden.
There is an initiation dose of a subcutaneous injection with tablets taken on days 1 and 2. This product is the most effective HIV prevention measure thus far, indicated Dr. Boitumelo Semete Makokutlela, CEO of SAPRA.
I'm Chanel September. That's a wrap of your big stories at lunchtime. More news at 2.